where to start after 30 years of Bamboo Ridge. They publish, hold readings, conferences, workshops, do radio programs, Aloha Shorts. They edit, they party, they pour wine, they write. And one of their most celebrated writers is Lois Ann Yamanaka, who co-directs Na'au, a writing school, which is where we caught her.
Without Bamboo Ridge, I said many times, without them there would be no me, because it was because of Eric Chalk and his commitment to the Poets in the Schools program that convinced me that if 13-year-olds can do it, I could do it too. And then without Daryl's work being a role model for me, I would not be able to have written the books that I wrote.
Remember, when Bamboo Ridge Press started, Pidgin was verboten, not allowed.
Eric invited me to one of their study groups, and I felt like I found my family with people who understood what I was trying to say and criticism that was useful for my rewriting.
Writer Lisa Kanai also teaches at Kapi'olani Community College. Bamboo Ridge is publishing her first collection of stories, Islands Linked by Ocean. The first story is about her dad and his battle with cancer.
What the story is really about is how he found a fish at Hanauma Bay one night while he used to deliver bread to the concession stand at Hanauma Bay. Back then, before it got all fancy, it was just sort of a hut. He was delivering hot dog and hamburger buns, and he found a red fish and two quarters on the table. He would tell us the story over and over again, you know. I would sort of roll my eyes and go, oh, not this story again. But much later on, right before he died, I got a redfish on campus at where I work at KCC.
Strange? Writing is one way to deal with life's mysteries, says Kanai.
I really felt my writing took a turn after I finished. The story itself led me to so many different things. To become a better teacher, I had a story to share to help students realize that sometimes they're going to receive that story that's going to really shape what they want to do with their lives.
We all can write, but if you're not writing from that place where good writing comes from, your na'au, then you're just writing words.
Na'au is your gut, right?
We tell them, dig deep, dig deep. It's a scary kind of endeavor, but you have to go there.
Bamboo Ridge founders and editors Daryl Lum and Eric Chalk are notoriously sweet, funny, exacting, critical taskmasters. Kanai was stunned when her first poem about her brother made it into Bamboo Ridge.
I mean, who would have thought it would get published? To see your name, you know, in a book can be quite intoxicating, especially if you so love to write. Having that poem published made me hungry. My whole world expanded in terms of the literary scene here in Hawaii.
Hawaii does have a literary scene now, more than a pack of wannabes. Encouraging writers encourages other writers and other journals, even in protest. And that's how Hawaii's stories are told, thanks in large part to the writers who labor with Aloha at Bamboo Ridge and now at other community presses. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.